Picking up an ayin beis of an aleph where it says tnan. Tnan baba machteres?
Yeah, tnan baba machteres.
All right, so hold on. So we know from the Mishnah, okay, and this is, I think this is, a, this part of the Gemara is also going to bring out, I think, don't worry about the particular issue we're arguing about. The general svar of Rav, you'll see come out in this issue. Because it's interesting, when you see this Gemara, well, okay, let's do the Gemara first, and you'll see what the question is. So the Gemara says, tnan baba machteres. The Mishnah says what? Baba machteres. No, that he's quoting the Mishnah.
Oh, yeah. The Shibra is a Chavit. Yesh lo damen. Chayim. Ein lo damen.
Pater. Okay, why? Taima.
Taima, the Shibra dachi, ein lo damen. Pater. Ha notel lo hu ha din.
Ha natal, right? Lo.
Stop.
Okay. Right. The ha de katani shavar sechavis kamash malan. Okay. So what is the Gemara saying at this point? What is okay? There's a critical issue with Rav's position that we did not touch on yesterday, which the Gemara now wants to flesh out. But that's like the deeper point. I'm just trying to see just from a Bakiya standpoint, but not just reading the Gemara like Daf Yomi, to get a little more into what the Gemara is saying. The Mishnah tells us what? The Mishnah tells us that if a guy breaks the chavis, if it's a situation where he's chayav misa, a yeshu damim situation, where he's a rodef, what happens? He's pater, right? And if it's a situation where it's yeshu damim, right, which would preclude his identity as being a rodef, there's no reality in him being a rodef, if it's a father, whatever, I don't care about why.
Is that the only situation?
A yeshu damim? Yeah, yeah, yeshu damim means that...
father.
No, we'll get to that. It seems like yes, but doesn't have to be that way, but whatever. But the point is, if it's a Yeshul Damim situation, so then he's not defined as a Rodef, right? And therefore, he'd be chived. Okay, so now what does the Gemara say? The Gemara wants to know, in the Mishnah, all right, what's, it's hard to bring it out, but what's bothering the Gemara at this point? What does the Gemara want to know? Good, very good. In other words, why does the Mishnah say Shiber and not Natal, right? Isn't Natal the better case to learn, right? Which means that what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to show in the Mishnah what the Chiddush is in learning Shiver. Right? Okay. So now, but there's one other issue that's lurking in the Gemara, which we have to touch on, which is what's the difference in the two Shiver cases? Eino or Yeshul Damim, right? Because according to Rav, what would you say at this point? Yes?
If it's Yeshul Damim, then the guy's not considered dead and he's still liable for the damage due to stuff. But
No, that's what the Gemara is going to say. But I won't say at this point. I'll tell you why. Because if you're a pure Rav guy and you really hold, I'll show you why this flows in the Gemara. If you really hold that it's a whole different idea in Geneva, right? The Bav Machteres is a different institution. So why would it make any difference between the Yeshul Damim and the Eino Damim?
Because the only reason the Geneva is different is because the guy thinks you.
Because that was like an aggressive, like, no, yeah, go ahead. One possibility is that what? That Rav is what? Rav likes Shiver Sechavis. Why? Because if you're putter from Shiver Sechavis, then what?
You're putter?
Yeah, in other words, it says in the case of Ein Lo Damim, what? What? No. What does the Gemara tell us? Did you prepare it?
Yeah.
Come on, say it, Akiva. It's okay.
Should I read it?
Yes.
Dachi?
Yeshul Damim,
Afal Gav.
Nami Chayev. Okay, Chayev. Stop. No, but that's the comeback. Okay, that's the comeback. In other words, like this. In other words, the Gemara is saying that why choose the case of Shiver Sechavis, according to the initial way of learning Rav? Why would you choose Shiver Sechavis? Why? Right, exactly. Okay, good. Okay, that's step one. Now, the next step is that now this is where the Gemara is not going to say, let's switch over now to Shiver Esachavis Chayev. Yeshul Damim Chayev. What just happened?
There's a principle in general that the Mishnah will teach you a case that's a bigger case. So if there's a bigger case, the Mishnah is not going to teach you a case that is not the biggest case. There's something else that you don't know.
Then Shiva is a chavis.
So why is the mission to Shiva? That's the point. Is that how can you not only get to keep it, if not only get to keep it, then the Mishnah would have said that.
It should have been in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have taught us the case of Natal.
Good question.
Right, but now look what the Gemara does. Now the Gemara switches to which case now?
Yeshul
Damim.
Find the case where this is the biggest thing.
Exactly. It needs to find the Chiddush. It needs to find the bigger Chiddush. Okay? So now, what does the Gemara then say? The Gemara says, oh, so what would you say? You would say, you'd say that in a case, I assume everyone agrees with this. If I tunnel into the guy's house and it's a father son case, right? And I break the kli, I'm trying to steal Koppel's television set or television set. I break it, okay. What would you say if it's and Koppel's my father, or son, whatever? What would you say in that situation? What would you say in that situation? Well, he's chayev, right? So the Gemara then says.
Wait, so you think he's chayev? You break it?
Of course. Right.
Koppel, your father's growing a charge to bring you to
me. What? Well, it's a case of Yeshul Damim. And in case of Yeshul Damim, is he a Rodef? No. So you what should normally apply then? But watch what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Pshita, Mazeku. Why is he, what do you mean Mazeku? Because why? What? Yeah, no, means just a regular. I agree. That's what I was trying to say before. I know. There is a Hami to be Pater. I'm going to explain why. I think so for sure. I'll show you why. But the Gemara now makes a move to say, no, why would the guy be? Of course the guy's chayav. Why? Because he's a mazik. Mazik meaning? Right, he's a normal average damager. And if I walk into your house and I knock something over, what's the lacha? Okay, so the Gemara says, maybe you'll say, this is interesting. This is a cute little point here. Oh, 1 second. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the difference is. This is a subtle point. The Gemara says, maybe you'll say like this. Maybe you'll say that in a case of Yeshul Daman, right, it's true I'm a mazik, right? But I'm only a mazik when? Bemezid. Meaning that if I went into your house and I broke your, whatever, let's say I destroyed a Koppel's mitt, right? In that situation, I'd be chayav. But if I accidentally knocked over the television set, maybe you'll say I'm pater. Why? I don't know. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work either. Why? Adam Muad Olam. So we know there's a principle called Adam Muad Olam. What does Adam Muad Olam mean? Right, you are a battering ram. That's your identity as a human, okay? You are made to knock things over. That's what you do, right? So therefore, it wouldn't matter if you had kavan or not. Of course you're chayev. We're getting like a rudimentary lesson in the Zikin here. Of course you're chayev. You're right. And then the Gemara says, Tanina
Adam Muad Olam.
Kasha. So now, you know what's amazing about this? The Gemara doesn't, ultimately the Gemara is acknowledging that it doesn't know what? What? Right, meaning, okay, what was the original question? No, I don't think it's the Kasha. I don't think that's what the Kasha is going on. The Kasha is going on.
The original Kasha.
And there's no Kiddush by the case in the Mishnah.
And then where you can't say that.
Right, that's amazing. Right, okay. So the Gemara concludes no Kiddush in the Mishnah. But okay, fine.
No, it's not the biggest Kiddush.
Well, not the biggest Kiddush, I know, but I'm saying what it was looking for, it was searching for an answer. What? I don't know. That's a meta issue.
The side that says that.
Correct.
Can you explain?
All right, so let's
look at
the. They want to know this. I'm going to make it a little simpler. Why does the Mishnah say Shiver Sechavis by Yeshul Damim Chayiv? 1 second. So the Gemara is saying, what do you mean Shiver? Or Gemara meaning that there's some Chiddush to say that in a case of Yesh Lo Damim, right? There's a Chiddush to say that in a situation where there's a pre-existing relationship between the robber and the person he's robbing, in that type of relationship, there's a Hav meaning to say that when I steal a thing, I'm actually making a Kenyan, right? Kamash Mala. So the Gemara says, no, Pshita, of course you're Chayev. The Mishnah would not say, of course you're Chayev. Why, of course you're Chayev, right? So the Gemara says, because you're Mazik, right? That's step one. And the Gemara says, what do you mean you're mazik? The Gemara says, yeah, maybe you're right, maybe you're mazik, but maybe if the guy didn't have kavana when he broke the thing, maybe say he's putter there. You're only chayev when you have kavana. You're only chayev when my intention is to break the thing, right? So the Gemara says, no, adamu la'olam, we don't care about your intention, okay? I just want to understand that. That's what I want to understand, that little sequence there. Why would the Gemara think that you'd be putter, even in a case of Yesh Lo Damim? Josh Horowitz, I ask you, you're the one who attacked me. I want to know, according to you, please answer the following question. According to the Gemara, there's a Havamina to suggest that in a case of Yeshul Damim, you're putter. Why would you say that? It's okay. I like being attacked. What would you say? What is it? But the Gemara seems to say it's a hot mina.
I understand.
So what would be the hot mina?
Just like you're not chayev when you're a ganav and you go into someone's house. When you go into someone's house, just because you're under the guy is almost like being a rodeo.
Okay, so there, if you say that, then you're going to have to somewhat agree to the point we were trying to make before, which is as follows.
I'm trying to explain the Hamina.
Oh, right. Which is a good Hamina, because the Hamina is going to say like this. The Hamina is going to say, since Rob created a new type of Geneva, there's a new Maisa Geneva here, right? It's a new type of Geneva. Now, I argue like this, versus what someone was saying before, that there's a simultaneous emergence of the Chiyuv Misa at the same time as Geneva. You're a Ghana first. And then the question is, and I'm not saying time-wise it may be at the same time, but conceptually, you're Ghana first, and then what happens after you're the Ghana? Then what do? We assess the situation. We assess the relationship after he's defined as a Ghana. If that's true, maybe you'll say that what? Why is the guy, maybe the guy's putter from returning the thing? Point being is that it's not an idea that, it's not. If you say there's a different system, Geneva, you don't necessarily have to differentiate between Yeshu Dhamma and Lo Dhamma. There's no need to do that. That's the Gemara's Hafamina. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous? Pshita. A Hafamina is Hafamina saying that we have a new type of Geneva. Right? So we have a new type of Geneva, so what do we say for sure? That's it. There's no why make these differentiations about Yeshu Dhamma and Lo Dhamma? That's just the fact he's Chayav Misa, so you're right. There's no need to make such differentiation. It's Bava Machteris' unique type of Misa. Right, its own category. What? Oh, so that's the thing. There's what? But you're right.
So you have a particular exception.
Right, exactly. In that category. Exactly. Not really. Is it two-member category? You're right logically, but in truth it's not, because how often is the Av Ben case going to happen? One in a trillion. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But you're right. One second. But the Gemara's going to reject this for what you're saying. That's what the Gemara's end up. You see the direction the Gemara's going in. The Gemara's going to say, no, the guy's a Mazik. If you're telling the guy's a Mazik, what does it tell us immediately about Yeshu Dhamma? Immediately. All right, but the Gemara, yes and no. But it's saying, rather than say, there's the Havina is going to say this. The Havina is going to say that there is no reason to differentiate between Yeshu Dhamma and Lo Dhamma at this point. The first move, that's what the Gemara is saying, Pshita, the first move is going to say, that's ridiculous. You have to say that there's a difference between the two. Of course there's between Yeshu Dhamma and Lo Dhamma.
Why?
Yeah. Because like your kash is the reason why. Because how's the guy going to be able to take the thing? Right, the reason why we say Yeshlo and Ein Lo Dhamma, he's able to make the kinyan, is because, according to my way of learning, is because ultimately the guy's like what do you call it? He's like, he's a mace. You can't say about Yeshlo Dhamma in that scenario. I know, but it's the Gemara is bothered by that, because the Gemara is saying that to say that, even though in this situation it's a vadai that there's no idea of Rodef, is a little too far. It's a little too far. But you could say this. You could say, just I'm showing the mechanism, you could say that maybe there is a difference in Yeshu Dhamma and Lo Dhamma, but that Yeshu Dhamma is like, it's almost like a pigam in Baba Machteris. You understand? And that's why the Gemara says he's a mazik, but still kavana, which I'll show you why that makes sense.
Why is it not, let's say the case where he breaks in, he's in your yard, right? That's not like he's not defined as a Baba Machteris.
Right? You mean trespassing?
A guy who breaks them, there's other cases where he's coming in and stealing something from you. It's not a Yeshu Dhamma, Ein Lo Dhamma, just not defined as Baba Machteris.
Why?
I thought that's what the word says.
Well, what do you mean?
Meaning, what do you mean? He breaks into your yard, right? Because the person is not usually found there, so therefore it's not defined as a Baba Machteris.
The mechanism is like this. The Gemara is saying, I have a new category, and this new category, there's no reason to differentiate between Yeshu Dhamma and Ein Lo Dhamma. The Gemara says, come on, that's a little too far. Right, because no rodei for me, that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara's first move is to say, treat him like a mazik, right? Why a mazik? Because the Gemara is not, in my opinion, the Gemara is not ready to abandon this new category of ma'aseh ganeiva and include yeshu dhamim. They're just going to say ein lo dhamim is the paradigm. Yeshu dhamim means there's a pagam. There's something preventing the baba machteris to express itself in the extreme.
What that means is that it's not a baba machteris.
What?
And then what that means is that it's not a baba machteris.
No, that's the last point. The last point is saying, but what about, but then maybe we'll see the difference in Kavana. So where it says, that's why Adamu Adam. Adamu Adam means this guy is a plain old regular Ganav.
Right.
Okay, what's the move by Ain't No Kavana? Okay, why do we care? That's the tricky move. The Gemara is saying over here is saying that Yesh Lo Damim, maybe you'll say that why is it a Chiddush? Because it's only when the guy has Kavana, right, that what?
It's the Kavana.
As a Mazik, right? But if he didn't have Kavana, right, then what would you say? He's part. Who said, who cares about Kavana? What does Kavana have to do with this at all? Yeah, okay, but you're right, but how? There's what? What's it? I just want to know, in this phenomenon of Baba Machteris, in this area, why should we care about the guy's Kavana? That's what I want to know. You understand? That's the specific question. The general flow is a beautiful flow. It's a nice categorical flow. New category with Psul, different category altogether.
Or same category.
Default. Well, default Ganov.
Normal category.
Oh, right, normal Ganov, normal right. Category. Well, I meant in relation to Elodon, right? Normal Ganov. That's the step-by-step in the Gemara. But the only question you have to answer is, what is it about Kavana? Who cares about Kavana?
Right?
So what do you say? Okay, Gonev Kis B'Shabbat. So what does a guy do?
He pickpockets a guy.
Now, we got to be very careful about this case, okay? Why? He's Chayev. Why is he Chayev? He's Chayev, meaning he has to give it back to him.
Right.
There's no Kenyan. He didn't acquire it. Okay, something, right. Well, okay, but what, so who cares if it's on Shabbos?
Everyone's
right. All right, okay, that's right. Akiva, go on. Isser Shabbos. Because he's chayev in Gneva before. Now, what do we mean? Where's the Isser Shabbos here? Where is the Isser Shabbos? Okay, so look at Rashi. Gonev Kis B'Shabbos.
Gonev Kis B'Shabbos.
Actually, if you look at the Rashi before, Mesiv Rav Bibi, Lerava Parach, the Amar Natal, the Isnahu Chayev. So this is going to be a question on Rava now. How could Rava hold? This is going to put Rava in a difficult position. How could Rava possibly hold the more intuitive position? How could Rava hold that the guy's chayev to pay back? What was the linchpin of Rav's entire approach? Why is the guy pater mitashlumin? No Kenyan. Yeah, Rava holds this regular Geneva. It's regular Geneva. Right, no Kenyan. Right, but why am I Pater from Tashlumin? Because what happened when I at that moment, I'm not talking about when you bring it home. What? That exactly. In other words, at that moment, I'm Chayev Misa, right, and Chayev Tashlumin. Right, the moment I break in, maybe you could say there, both of them come into existence. And when you have both these come into existence, what's going to win? Only you're going to have one. Which one wins out? The more severe one. Okay? Good. That's the linchpin of his whole approach, right? That's why he's saying it's a regular case of Geneva. It just happens to be during this period of time. Now we're going to flesh out Rava's position. During that period of time, I'm putter because there's two. What? Well, okay, so how? So what's the case of Gonev Kis? Right? So what does Rashi say? Akiva.
Yeah.
Hagonev Kis B'Shabbat.
Yeah, so
Shigabaihu. Higbio.
Hagbaha.
Chayev lahachzer. All right, so if a guy, now what's, come on, what's higbio?
It's a method of hagba, dude.
Hagba. Yeah. What's hagba?
To raise.
Well, okay, so what is he doing when he takes the...
He's lifting up the
I grab the keys. Got it. Yeah. Okay? Okay. Is it, what happens now when I do this? I'm trying to make a Kenyan.
Sure.
I'm saying, this is now mine. Okay? So he did it on Shabbos, right? Chayev lahachzer, you must return it. Ve'af al gav, and even though Rishus Arabim, Vinishayev, Hotza Aso Misa. Even though what happened, he turns out this guy's in the mood for Yisurim on Shabbos. He's got a fetish for being over prohibitions. So not only does he steal the kiss, but what does he do afterwards? He decides to be over the Isur Hotza. So he leaves his house and walks right into a public domain. As an Isur Daraisa. When I leave, what?
In this case, do you have to have interest?
Let's assume. Why not?
I mean, because why do you pickpocket someone in your house?
I don't know. Okay.
He's on the street. You pickpocket and walk.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes,
okay, good. Right. So, whichever street you're going to, you're going from A to B. Rabbi Yochai Misa. Now, was I Chayev in the Geneva first, chronologically?
Yes.
What came first, right?
The
Geneva, right? So, okay. So
at least this way they're related.
Okay. So step one is, what do I do? I steal, right? I steal first, right? And then I do Hotsa.
Right, you're saying you wouldn't be chayav for Tashlumin. Is that saying that you told the object that the Kiyah of Tashlumin can never emerge?
What do you mean never emerge? It's saying right now I'm chayav to return the thing. Even though it's a Chayav Misa. Let's find out. Let's look at the next case. I don't know, but that's the whole problem. That's going to be the whole problem about the original case. Right now, let's just deal with Gonei Kiss. Okay? What you're saying is that I steal first, right? So I'm Chayav in Tashlumin, right? And then I'm Chayav Misa here, right? So since this came first and it was followed by the Hotzah, so what do I say?
Chayav.
I should be Chayav in
my... Chayav everything. Chayav Misa, Chayav Tashlumin, right. Chayav all over.
Right. Okay. Great. Now, what's the other case? Akiva.
Yeah.
Back to the Gemara.
Haya.
Haya.
Yeah, what's that word? Migrar?
Migarer.
Oh,
yeah.
Migarer. Ve'yotzi pator. Share isur geneva. Ve'isur schema. Ve'in ke'echad.
Oh, stop. That's it. So, but yet, what's that case? What's the case of Migar ve'yotze? Rashi. My favorite case.
You drag somebody out of someone's house.
Right.
Shalom.
Higbio.
Huh?
Higbiho. He didn't lift it up.
Higbio.
Haya Megar Viyotze.
It's a Rashi.
Haya Megar
Viyotze.
Yeah, it says
Shalom.
Yeah,
next
Shalom. Oh, Shalom. Higbio below Kano. Betoch
Abite Aval. Right, so what's saying? What didn't he do? He basically dragged the object out. He kept it low to the ground. Dragged it out. And never did what? No, he never did a Akbar. He never did an act of Kinyan. What? Oh, 1 second, he's going to explain. Right, keep going, Rashi. Right? About Kashi Yosef the Shus Arabim, right? The Shinoi Rishus. So how, the Kinyan's through the Shinoi in Rishus. Right? Shehotzio Mir Shus Arabim, Abilem, he left the Rishus of the Baal, Vitsiref Yado Lamata Mishlosha, okay? And he kept his hand where? Lower than 3 tefachim to the ground, okay? The Kabbalah biyado, sorry, the Kibla biyado, and he grabbed in his hand, right? The Yado chashuvalo karabal arba, varehu lo kechatsero. The Afa pish ain kan hagba, the hachimukum la biksuvos. So what did he do? We know what he did. Forget the mechanics. What did he ultimately do? He did Hotzah first, right? He does Hotzah, and then after he's done with Hotzah, what did he do?
Well, sort of.
Right, okay, fine. Right, you can call it something else. It's fine. It's fine. The point is, though, one thing for sure we know is that it's not Geneva first, okay? Basically, what?
The
logistics are, he's dragging it, it's below 3 tefachim to the ground, he never actually makes a Kenyan, but he's doing, but it's through the Shinui Rishos that the Kenyan takes place. Seems that way. He did Akira in the house. The question is still on Akira. That's a good question. Where's the Kieran Anafa here? That's a good question.
I
don't know. But the point, that's a good question. That's a question outside.
I thought when he put it into his hand.
That's the Akira.
No, that's a Rashi. That's when both things happen. Because the hand is considered the Chatzar.
Oh, you mean that's a Hanach in his hand? Oh, yeah, you're right. Fine. Whatever. Great. Logistically, how this works is an interesting question, but that's not our issue. Our issue is what? Is that what happens in that case? Or whatever. The point is, it was simultaneous. The point, though, was that in those cases, he's Pater from Tashlumin. But what do we see, though? If he's going first, right, he's Chayim Tashlumin. And if what? If they're simultaneous, he's Pachav Tashlumin.
Right.
For how long?
Seems forever.
That's the problem. Because when they come together, in this case, where they're coming together, right, we're going to call this Ba'an Ke'achad, right? He's Pachav for how long? Pachav La'olam.
Oh, so doesn't this sound like Rodif and Gonit emerge simultaneously also?
Maybe.
If we're supporting it here as a
case of simultaneous. But this is Rava's position, not Rav.
No, this is going to go again. This is going to
I agree. Further. Right, I agree. But what's, you guys, I think someone asked before, what's this whole idea of Shnei Ban Ke'echad? What's that idea? Right? Not the whole sugya of Kemei D'Rabbanan. I'm saying, but this is just one insight into what does it mean when the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Tashlumin come together? What does that mean? There's two ways you can look at it. I think that's exactly what the Gemara is struggling with there. There's two ways you can look at that. What are the two ways you can look at that? What would you say? When I say, if I told you, let's take the cases. One case, I'll tell you there's a principle. Two obligations on the person when they come together, right? Only one's going to win. So if a guy's chayv misa and a guy's chayv tashlumin, only one can win out. That seems to be the principle.
Well,
and yet, what do you see? You see that in one case, right, by the case of Shabbos, he's always pater from tashlumin because he was chayv misa. And the case by Bama Machteres, he's only pater from tashlumin when he's a Machteres ing, if such a thing existed. But once he brings it home, that's it, because he's no longer chayv misa. Yeah.
Can't have two simultaneous chiyuvim exist for you, meaning that it's impossible for two to exist, or that once one exists, then a weaker one can't come together.
But what do you mean once one exists?
Meaning once
you're saying only.
In,
but how do you know what you're chayim in? It's shein kabayin ke'echad. That sounds like it's saying they're coming. When I'm picking that lock according to Rava, it sounds like what's happening at that moment. I'm chayim both in Geneva and in Misa. At the same exact moment. So let me ask you this. I put it this way.
Even once you leave, though, you're still doing an act even
once you leave. So you're still got of, right? I think. Question is, when we say shtein bank echad, there's two ways you can look at it. Either you can look at the relationship. See, you have two phenomena coming together as one, right? Or two, let's say together. The question is, what's the nature of that relationship? How would you look at two things coming together, right? How would you look at that? Okay, let's say the two things side by side. So what's the nature of that kind of relationship? Meaning, when am I pater from tashlumin? Yeah.
They're independent reality. Well, one can disappear without the other.
The way I was thinking about it, you have it two chemos as a person, meaning you both are going...
When two chiyuve onshim come together,
yeah.
Right? So there's two ways you can look at that relationship. You can look at that relationship as a conditional relationship, like a dependent relationship, meaning that as long as they coexist, what happens?
One
is always suppressed, right? It's the nature of the relationship is a conditional one.
Right.
So what's unique about the Shabbos case? It's a permanent condition, right? There's a conditional relationship. It's a permanent conditional relationship. But Shnai Me'echad only means one thing. It means that when two Chiyuvei Onshim come together, the nature of the relationship is a conditional one.
Never express both at once.
Exactly, right. That's the thing, because that's the nature of the relationship.
Yep.
But there's another way to express relationship. I think you guys are both saying this, but there's another way to say what happens when they come together. So what does that do then? Right, so produce new chal hashem. In other words, when two come together, what does it do? It produces...
It produces a new chal hashem, or it just removes one, it destroys one?
I think it produces a new chal hashem. You could say it destroys it. It doesn't matter. That's a little more of a nuance. But the point is that that's what you're trying to say. When you say you can't tolerate both, it's saying that it means that through this phenomenon, only one can emerge.
Yeah.
If you say only one can emerge, it means there's only one expression that could exist in such a framework.
Exactly,
right. That's it, right.
Does that mean why only one